What's down, y'all? Welcome back to Knowledge Drinking Podcast. It's KJ, and today I'm going to speak on strategy. You know, the reason I'll be speaking on this topic today is because it's still a philosophy that I live by, which is a quote that I learned a while back. The quote basically says, "Those who fail to plan are planning to fail." I'll say it again. "Those who fail to plan are planning to fail." And this was perfectly bringing me to my next point. You know, I learned from Robert Greene. He said that strategy is the essence of human action, the bridge between an idea and its realization in the world. And this information immediately made me reflect back on what I learned from Jim Rohn. He mentioned in a seminar of his, he said, "Make measurable progress in reasonable time." I'm going to say it again, y'all. That's a nugget. Make sure y'all write that down. He said, "Make measurable progress in reasonable time." And this was meant that I had to execute on my ideas and make sure I take calculated risks, which wasn't a problem only because I felt like success meant way more to me than the whole ideology of complaining and thinking that I didn't have enough time to achieve a goal that I set out to get. And, you know, my next point is another strategic mentality that I dwelled on was, it was a phrase that said, "What we don't appreciate is what we risk losing. What we don't appreciate is what we risk losing." And this was also true because, and it made more sense to me, I meant to say, because it was another phrase that I dwelled on which said, "Pressure creates more diamonds." And that was only because, and I only believed in that because, like, I realized, like, if I would have shied away from all the obstacles that life threw at me, I wouldn't have the ability, the hope, or the aspirations that I currently have to be as successful as I want to be. And which brings me to my next point. You know, I learned from Scott Adams. He said, "You don't have to influence to be influential. In fact, most influential people in my life are probably not even aware of the things they taught me." So after I heard this philosophy, I realized how it helped me to focus on less acknowledgement from my audience and to focus more on my content in terms of knowing was it valuable or not. You know, that was really was most important to me. And another one of my strategies that I used to stay on top of my craft was contemplating on what I learned from T.D. Jakes. He said, "You cannot inspire people to follow your lack of commitment." And he finished off by saying, "People follow what they admire." I'm going to say it again, y'all. Write this down also. "You cannot inspire people to follow your lack of commitment. People only follow what they admire." And the way I processed this information was the result of me constantly doing difficult things that seemed challenging in front of my peers to let them know how serious I was about chasing this dream of mine and that I wasn't just talking about it. Like, I was putting it in action for them, meaning that if you ever see me out, or if you ever see me on the street, if you ever see me at the library, if you ever see me at the store, I always got a book in my hand trying to come up with the next idea to, you know what I'm saying, to help benefit my life. And two of the three of the last things I want to speak on, you know, I found more strategic ways to stay motivated. And one of them was to stay on the course of my dreams and, you know, put God first and do whatever it took to get there. Because I knew how difficult it was to wait until certain goals was achieved. And I also knew how difficult it was to accept the thought of constantly regretting that I didn't do all it took to make my dreams come true. So that's why I just decided to put God first before I decided to do anything in terms of making my dreams come true. And, you know, two of the last things I want to speak on in my next point is, like, I made sure to stay prepared for unfortunate situations, which was by far my most technical strategy. And this was also led me to reading a book. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. The information said, "It is the unconventional mind that understands success isn't about attention and accolades. It's about partnership and progress." And from the moment I became aware of this information, I noticed how true it was, because everyone who's massively successful didn't get there on their own. So the understanding of this information was all the confirmation that I need to stay on top of my craft and make sure, you know what I'm saying, I stayed motivated and wrote. Did podcasts every time I get a chance. And the last thing I want to speak on is, you know, another strategic trait that I've had was simply staying aware of not decreasing the goal that I went after, but actually increasing my work ethic. And this was what I focused on whenever I felt overwhelmed with what I was trying to accomplish. And by me doing so, the goal seemed achievable again. I'm going to say it again, y'all. By me not decreasing the goal, but actually increasing my work ethic, it'll instantly give me hope that I'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, to achieve the goal that I was going after. So that's all I had to speak on today. Tomorrow I'll speak on service. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening. It's KJ.